Everyone stopped to stare at Parker. She lay belly down on her bed, watching her friends play hair salon. "We should pick a boy and get him to kiss us. We're almost 12. We need to try it and see if we like it." Laurel narrowed her eyes. "Like an experiment?" "But who would we kiss?" Emma wondered. "We'll make a list." Parker rolled across the bed to grab her newest notebook from her nightstand. This one featured a pair of pink toe shoes on the cover. "We'll write down all the boys we know, then which ones we think might be okay to kiss, and why or why not."
"That doesn't really sound romantic."
Parker gave Emma a small smile.
"We have to start somewhere, and lists always help. Now, I don't think we can use relatives, I mean like Dell," she said, speaking of her brother, "or either of Emma's brothers. Besides, Emma's brothers are way too old."
She opened the book to a fresh page.
"So,
sometimes they stick their tongue in your mouth."
Mac's statement brought on squeals, gags, more giggles. Parker slid off the bed to sit on the floor beside Emma.
"Okay, after we make the master list, we can divide it, yes and no. Then we pick from the yes list, and if we get the boy we pick to kiss us, we have to tell what it was like. And if he puts his tongue in your mouth, we have to know what that's like."
"What if we pick one and he doesn't want to kiss us?"
"Em,